This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The State Department of Ecology has left farmers sitting on the sidelines when it comes to committees that will hash over future water allocations in seven Washington River basins. Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says this is not what legislators intended when establishing these Hurst Fix committees.
I say rule of law is everything or we have nothing in this nation. And when the legislature says a process and they say a representative selected by agriculture, that means a representative selected by agriculture.
Stuhlmiller says it's baffling.
When you don't have ag at the table, how are you going to get that interest of that group of landowners? How are you going to get that covered? A conservation district cannot say what farmers think about things. They can say that we help farmers be more conservation-minded, we got programs, we give money for, et cetera, but they cannot speak for agriculture. Just cannot.
He says it makes the Farm Bureau's job much harder.
So it's a bummer. And I think the process suffers for it. And I've let ecology know that. And they know that John's pretty irritated about this. And we have not protected the interests of agriculture. And that's, as the state's largest ag organization, our interest is that the industry be protected from, or at least represented within these kind of processes.
Unfortunately, Stuhlmiller says it's a done deal. So they'll just have to do what they can to make sure farmers' voices are heard by the committees.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.